Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, Coach Adams, what do you mean? I'm intrigued. Well, I love that I have piqued your interest with this question. And what I want us to do is I want us to grow together on today's Motivational Mondays. We're going to go on a journey of discovery, and we're going to explore this very question. And I want us to lean in. Have you lost your glow? Let's get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, personal and professional life coach, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm real excited to lean into today. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. That is what you have stated, our global listening audience. And so we want to encourage you, if you have missed any of our past show installments, take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our shows, I want you to know that archives of previous broadcasts and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects, various topics. We zone in different ways so that you can be more equipped and empowered on your journey to win personally and professionally. That is truly my heart, my intention to support you on your journey. You know, allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject. And then, if time permits, we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions, your comments, your engagement. You know, this always lends to a richer interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy. Chime right on in at the appropriate time with your questions and comments. And so with that, we're recommending that if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your laptops or desktops, your iPads, your tablets, your smartphone with your notes, you want to grab it so that you can capture the nuggets of richness that will be shared on today and those little jewels and gems that are designed to support you in the process so that you can be more equipped to what? Work it now and ultimately win. You know, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. You know, we want to extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. Why? Because we know we cannot do it without Y-O-U. And so for that, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We so appreciate your support. And again, need I say thank you on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams. It's time to shape up and win. And our topic for today is simple. One word, 4 letters. Are you ready for it? Oh, come on, lean in. Come on, lean in. One word, 4 letters, very powerful. I'm speaking this into your life today. It's simple. GLOW. GLW. Woo, I want to encourage you to get your glow back. Whatever that looks like for you, get your glow back. You know, it's so interesting that ladies, come on, work with me. I'm going to come to the men next, but ladies, come on. Don't you feel better when your hair is freshly done? You know, you just came from your stylist and you know it is whipped, it is fresh, you're feeling good. Oh, but wait a minute. You had a little pamper me moment. You went and got your mani and your pedi, so your hands and your feet are looking good. You're feeling good. Got that little massagey-wagey. How about you got a new outfit? Oh, and it fits you perfectly, accenting what needs to be accented, so you're feeling good. Your face is nice and fresh and glowing, and you got the shoes on that is just complimenting. Yes, and so you are glowing because you feel good about yourself. And men, I'm not leaving you out because men, come on, work with me. You know you feel your best when you have gotten a fresh haircut. Oh, yes, you got it all lined up looking good. You got your shave going on. You got your fresh shave, your clean shaven. Oh, I didn't forget about you. You got that nice suit on looking handsome, or that outfit, just the right one. Oh, and you took the time. See, the men, ladies, what you don't know, the men take the time to pick out the perfect watch, the accent, the outfit, and the shoes, and they are stepping out feeling good, getting in the ride that's nice and clean. They had it freshly detailed, and they are feeling good. And so, in essence, they are glowing. Now, you see, all of that that was shared speaks to us glowing from the outside in. Now, I'm in the boat, too. I'm guilty. I feel better when my hair is done. But my hair being done or not freshly, it does not define me. What we need to get to the base root and evaluate, what has caused your light to become dimmed? You see, what has caused our light to become dimmed when it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams so that we can win personally and professionally? It's not the hair, the outfit, the nails, the feet, the shoes. It's not any of those things, but rather it's something that affects us from the inside out. Maybe someone disappointed you. You know, I have been on the journey long enough to know that I've had my fair share of disappointments. I'm sure that you have had yours too. Something didn't happen the way that you wanted it to, and it was boiling for you. And in essence, whatever that situation was that was disappointing, it, to some degree, chipped away at your glow. It began to dim your glow slightly, that disappointment. Maybe yours is not a disappointment, but in some way you, for whatever reason, you have lost your confidence. And so the loss of your confidence, it has caused your brilliance of your glow to become dim. The loss of confidence. Something stripped you of power. You know, maybe, just maybe, it wasn't the disappointment, and you have not lost your confidence, but you have been discouraged along the way on your journey. Someone told you, what makes you think you can do that? That seed of doubt in the atmosphere, they discouraged you. Who do you think you are to start that business? I mean, really? You? What? You're trying to write a book? Are you kidding me? You've never written anything. You didn't do well in English in school. What makes you think you can write a book? Oh, you want to write a screenplay? I mean, what do you know about writing a screenplay? You want to start a business? You want to start a what? Are you serious right now? You, wait, what? You have a great idea for an invention? Are you serious? Really? You? So along the way, someone has planted seeds of discouragement that have chipped away at your power. It has dimmed your glow. That discouragement, you bought into it because of the seeds of doubt that it has sown. Okay. You're saying, Coach Adams, I'm not struggling with disappointment. I'm not dealing with the lack of confidence. In essence, I'm very confident. Discouragement, that's nothing. That's done nothing to me. I mean, that's all a part of the journey. Okay. Maybe what has dimmed your glow is a lack of inner peace. You see, peace of mind is the number one hierarchy of success, and you are in inner turmoil right now that has caused you your peace. You're struggling with your peace. It could be that you've lost hope because of the circumstances, the issues of life, the stuff that you are dealing with that's concerning you, that's weighing heavy on you. How am I going to pay the rent? It's the first, tomorrow. Oh my gosh, my car payment is due. I don't have the money. This is going on. Oh my gosh, my life's going to be turned off, and my relationship just failed, and I'm in a struggle. You are faced with a lack of peace, and it has caused your glow to be dimmed. Okay, I know you're sitting there. You're like, Coach Adams, I'm not dealing with disappointment, girl. I'm not dealing with a lack of confidence. I'm not dealing with discouragement. I'm not dealing with a lack of inner peace. Well, maybe you're dealing with fear. I think I'm driving down your street right now, right? You're dealing with fear. And so because of the fear, and it's so interesting, this is one area that continues to rise to the surface in my coaching practice. I had a session today, and in essence, I asked the person, I said, well, what is holding you back? Let's get to the root cause. And after much probing and questions, they said one thing, and we dug deeper, and then we got to this little four-letter word, fear. They said, I'm afraid of making the wrong choices. Fear shows up in different ways. The fear of the unknown, the fear of making bad choices, the fear of the consequences from the choices that you may make, the fear of not succeeding, the fear of whatever it is. Fear may be your issue and has raised its ugly head up at you. Is it? Is that your challenge? Is that your situation? Okay. You're saying, Coach Adams, I'm not dealing with disappointment. I'm not dealing with the loss of confidence. I'm not dealing with discouragement. I'm not dealing with the lack of inner peace. I'm not dealing with fear. Okay. Well, maybe I haven't driven down your street just yet as we're talking about what has robbed you of your glow. And we're taking a look at that today here on Motivational Mondays. And I thank each and every one of you for tuning in, presented by Inspired Media for you. Something has diminished your glow, and we want to get our glow back today. Why? So that we can work our vision, achieve our goals, and ultimately live our dreams. So we said disappointment is an area in which many of us will lose our glow. Loss of confidence strips us of power, and we lose our glow. Discouragement, someone spoke negatively around your vision and told you, girl, guy, you can't do that. The lack of inner peace, you're dealing with inner turmoil, you're concerned, you're worrying, you're dealing with the struggles, the issues of life that's keeping you up at night. You have lack of peace. Fear of the unknown, fear of failing, fear of whatever it is. But what about those past failures? Because we've all had them. We've all had them, self-included. If you've been on the journey any length of time, there's absolutely no way, no how, no reason that you have not dealt with past failures. We've all had them. We fall down. The question is, have you gotten back up? Because failure is a part of the process of the journey. It's been stated, in order to succeed only once, we have to have the mere willingness to fail often. So, past failures. What about limiting beliefs? Oh, it strips us of power. It's dimming your glow because you have limits. You're thinking, well, and I was speaking to someone today. They said, oh, Coach Adams, I'm too old now to pursue dreams, visions. I mean, are you serious right now? I am in my 60s. I'm in my 50s. I'm in my 40s. I'm over that stage right now. I don't have that same fire that I had in my 20s and my 30s. I said, really? I said, have you heard of a man, and this is just one, I could call many, as long as we have breath in our bodies, we still have an assignment to fulfill. One of my favorite individuals to share about, and I only share them because they're on an international scale. I mean, it's like I've gone to Jamaica and seen this restaurant. I've gone to different places around the world, and I've gone to and seen this restaurant, this chain. And so I mention often Harlan Colonel Sanders. And if I'm not mistaken, he was 65 when he founded KFC. 65! It's not too late for you. You're not too old. But if you've gotten that limiting belief in your mind that it's too late for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, guess what? It is. In a coaching session earlier today, I had to deal with one of my clients around this very topic of limiting beliefs. Well, Coach Adams, I'm older. I don't get around like I used to. Well, can you build up your stamina? Can you increase your capacity? Let's not look at the limiting beliefs of what's hindering you and why you can't. Let's figure out how you can. Maybe you need to adjust, but those limiting beliefs would tell you, oh, you're too old, you're too this, you're too that, you can't. So we've talked about and we're evaluating at this very moment. We're in an evaluation stage. We're evaluating what has caused us, what has caused me, you, what has caused you, your life, the glow that you normally have that's in you, it's in you. What has caused your light to become dimmed? We said disappointment, loss of confidence, discouragement, lack of inner peace, fear, past failures, limiting beliefs. How about low self-esteem? Is low self-esteem what has cause you to lose your glow, for your glow to become diminished, low self-esteem? You're not feeling confident on your journey to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. Something has chipped away at your self-esteem. You've lost your confidence. You're losing your inner peace. You have limiting beliefs. Past failures have knocked you down and you're fighting. You haven't yet gotten back up. All of these things that we're talking about are areas that would cause one, their light, their glow, to be diminished. The disappointments, the loss of confidence, the discouragement of others, the lack of inner peace, fear on different levels, past failures, limiting beliefs, low self-esteem. When it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams, we have to acquire good daily practices. And for some, your light has become dimmed. You've lost your glow because you procrastinate. You're constantly putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. And this procrastination oftentimes will show up because we're not quite certain. And so we lose our fire. We lose our illumination. We lose that passion on the inside. And so we procrastinate. We put off. We don't have good time management. We don't manage our priorities well. So we procrastinate and we put it off. And I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And I suddenly hear Annie singing, "Tomorrow, tomorrow." Okay, so singing is not my gift, but I'm just putting it out there. You know the song. You get it. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love you. Tomorrow, we're putting off what we can do today for tomorrow. I've been guilty. I've had challenges being vulnerable and transparent with you in all of these areas. At some stage or another on my journey, I have had to battle them. And so maybe you're saying, well, Coach Adams, I'm not dealing with disappointments. I'm not dealing with the loss of confidence. Girl, I'm confident. I'm like the most confident one on the block. I'm not dealing with discouragement. I'm not struggling with the lack of peace. Nothing takes away my peace. I'm good. Oh, I'm not dealing with fear. You know, I'm like fear factor. Bring it on. I'm not dealing with past failures. Oh, yeah, I failed, you know, but whatever. Limiting beliefs, you know, my belief system is tight. I'm good. Low self-esteem, oh, you better believe I have some good self-esteem up in here. Procrastination, that's not me. That's not my issue. Okay, maybe you're dealing with health challenges that have diminished your glow because of the physical press that you are in and you're battling, you're struggling. I don't know how to work my vision anymore because my body is working against me. Work your vision. I don't know how to, you know, I mean, achieve my goals. Are you kidding me, Coach Adams? You don't know what I'm dealing with physically. Live out my dreams. Oh, my dreams. I don't even have the hope for that anymore. They seem so out of reach because of what I'm pressing through and the challenges that I'm facing. All right, maybe you're saying, I'm not dealing with health challenges, Coach Adams. I'm good. I'm physically fit. I'm in the best shape condition that I've ever been in. Okay, great. I'm happy to hear it. Maybe for you, it's confusion. You're residing in a fusion. You're not clear on your journey. You're confused with what am I even to pursue? What am I even to do? Where am I even to go? So we have stated that today is about getting your glow back. But we have to first evaluate what has caused your light to become dimmed. What has turned the power down on your glow? Disappointments, loss of confidence, discouragement, lack of inner peace, fear, past failures, limiting beliefs. How about low self-esteem, procrastination, health challenges, confusion? We could go on and we could say, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because you can't dress the glow up. So, ladies, we can't just get the hair done and the nails and the feet and the beautiful outfit and the shoes and all of that and glow from the outside in. Okay, men, hey, wait. Hey, I haven't forgotten about you. You can't just, you know, get the fresh haircut looking nice, get that clean shaving going on, or, you know, manicure the beard, the mustache, and, you know, give it a little shine sheen. A nice suit or that outfit, you know, the right watch. Come on now, the right shoes to glow. Again, all of those things are based on glowing from the outside in. So whatever it is that you have identified that's becoming a hindrance in your process of glowing, whatever it is that has caused your light to be dimmed, you have to work through the process of that. You know, it's been stated that we're only as strong as our weakest link. So whatever the area is that's a challenge for you, you're only as strong as that weak area that you may have identified. You're only as strong as the disappointment, if that's your weak link. You're only as strong as your loss of confidence, your loss of self-esteem. You're only as strong based on the discouragements and the negative words that have created doubt on the inside of you. You're only as strong as your lack of inner peace, the fear, the failures of the past, the limiting beliefs, the procrastination, the health challenges, the confusion. So whatever it is, et cetera, we have to go through the process proving those areas so that we can become stronger. But you know, Coach Adams loves a good acronym. You know she does. So today, what is our acronym based around? I know you guessed it. It's based around this four-letter word that we've been talking about in our broadcast today, the focus of today's show, GLOW. G-L-O-W, G-L-O-W. So let's talk about and lean into, if you don't, if you're not taking notes, I'm telling you, you want to write this down. You want to capture this in this moment. You want to put a pen and paper to it, put it in your smart notes, whatever it is. You want to capture these four areas that we're going to talk about today and lean into more greatly. So GLOW, G. Genuine authenticity. Mm-hmm. You know, when I think about genuine authenticity, for me, that is living life on purpose. Living life based on the very reason why you were created. Living life following your passions, pursuit of purpose. Doing what makes your heart sing. Whatever it is that makes your heart sing. What is that? I can tell you, and for those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I have said this on more than one occasion, that when I was in real estate, I had no peace. No inner peace. Why? Because I wasn't doing what I was created to do. And see, I have grown to realize that when we are being authentically who we were created to be, that enables us to glow. And the goal on our journey is that we would be lights that are radiating, that's glowing, that's illuminating. And so this genuine authenticity, I have to tell you, and I want to give you a thought to process around, because when it comes to this pursuit of purpose, this pursuit of fueling the flame of what you are passionate about. I'm not saying do what your neighbor is doing. I'm not saying do what mommy or daddy said you need to do. A couple of installments ago, I shared that this individual, their parents paid a lot of money for them to get an education at USC. And I asked this young man, I said, are you living out your purpose and what you feel passionate about? See, he didn't know that he had connected with the coach, and it had come up in conversation.
And do you know what he told me? And I could see it all on his face. He told me, no, I actually don't like what I do. He just graduated. His parents just spent all of this money, this great investment in this area. And he said, I don't like what I'm doing. And I said, oh, no, this is so bad for this young man because he's starting his journey out this way. And see, what I know, and I often reference this Gallup poll, that 98% of people are going to jobs every day that they hate, doing what they don't like, spending large chunks of time with people that they don't even like. They can't stand them. Hate the job, don't like the people. So this is what I want to share with you to process. I want you to think about this. So at night, when it's dark and you're all alone and it's quiet, I want to challenge you that you know. The reality is we all know. We know when we are pursuing purpose. We know when we are doing what makes our heart sing. We know when we are passionate on our journey or if we are just simply existing. So you have to tap into that genuine, authentic you, genuine authenticity. Again, I tell you, at night, when it's dark and you're all alone, and it's quiet, if you listen, you'll hear. And the reality is, you know. I want you to process that. I want you to really process that. Because if you're struggling with what is it that I should be doing, what does it look like, who am I? Be still. Yes, be still. At night, when it's dark and you're alone and it's quiet because you're being still, you know. So our G in GLOW is genuine authenticity. You got to tap in. L is love yourself. If nobody loves you, you better believe that Y-O-U needs to love you. And this loving yourself is owning and appreciating all facets of your personality. You know, I remember in my, I want to say it was probably my late 20s. And I was on my journey, and maybe it was my early 30s, and I was on my journey, and I was still discovering who I am, who I was, right? And I think that we're always on a journey of discovery at some level or another. But in this season, I was discovering my, and this was in my early 30s, I was discovering my speaking voice, I was discovering my style, who I was, and all of that. And, you know, for those people that really know Coach Adams, they know she, I'm saying, not know her on the surface, seeing her speaking before you and you think you know her, but you don't. But those that really know that she can be a little offbeat, a little quirky, dry sense of humor. Not very many people will even tap into and see that side of my personality. But it took me a long time to really own and appreciate the different facets of my personality, to really love, because I thought, oh, she's too quirky, she's too offbeat, people don't get her. And I was talking about me, but I'm like, people don't get her, you know? It's like she's just kind of offbeat, and they don't really get her. Her sense of humor is kind of, you know, it's kind of quirky and out there. my cousin and I, one of the things that we laugh about, I'll say something and she'll say, "You done cracked yourself up, didn't you?" I say, "I sure did." But that has been growth. And so I want to challenge you that when we're talking about glow and getting your glow back, number one, G, you have to tap into the genuine authenticity of who you are, as I get a little tongue-tied there. And that authenticity is your purpose and pursuing your purpose and living life based on the very reason why you were created, the very reason why you were placed on this planet. What is in your very DNA? What makes me who I am is different than what makes you who you are. And the challenge is, so often we're on our journey and we're trying to be the best carbon copy of others instead of being the genuine, authentic individual that we were created to be. If you're offbeat and quirky, embrace that. That goes to our L, love yourself. Love you first. Date you. Get to know you. Spend time with you and appreciate the various facets of your personality. Appreciate those very things that make you uniquely you. Trying to be someone else. Stop trying to, you know, live up to other people's standards and just simply be you, Y-O-U. Who you are is special. So much thought and energy went into creating you. You have fingerprints that no one else has. You have DNA that no one else has. There's so many different things that make you uniquely you. And you have to appreciate who you are. G, genuine authenticity. L, love yourself. O, outside in development is so key in this process of getting your glow back so that you can glow. You have to develop and do the work from the inside out. Not from the outside in. It's not this outside in development, but rather it is inside out. It's identifying what is those areas. That's why we took so much time in the opening to talk about those potential things. There's other things that could have been named and mentioned, but what are those things that have caused your light to be diminished? We said various things. We said disappointments, loss of confidence, self-esteem, discouragement, lack of inner peace, fear, past failures, limiting beliefs, procrastination, health challenges, confusion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to develop from the inside out, not the outside in. Outside in development is not the focus, but rather inside out. And when you're dealing with this inside out, you are in essence working on your weaknesses, is our W. Work on those weaknesses. Sharpen your saw regularly. You know, I think about one of my favorite books is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And Stephen Covey tells this story of this man sawing down this tree. Man is sawing down this tree with a saw that the blade has become dull. And he's working hard. He's trying to saw. And the man says, "Hey, why don't you sharpen the saw?" He said, "I'm too busy trying to saw the tree down. I'm too busy. I don't have time." Well, let me ask you the question. Are you ever too busy to get gas when you're on the road? Or will you run out of gas? I mean, in today's cars, they give you all the bells and whistles. I know my car is telling me, it's like, you got 35 miles. It's blinking at me. It's doing all of its things. Okay, 11%. Okay, you got 5%. So many miles. The light's blinking. And so we have to work on our areas of weakness, whatever those things are. We have to sharpen our saw. We cannot be too busy, grow, to continue to develop all of these things that we're talking about. G-L-O-W enables us to glow. And for you to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams, you have to glow. You have to be the genuine, authentic you. You have to love you. You have to be willing to do the work and to develop from the outside in and the inside out. The outside in means that you are working on whatever it is that you need to work on so that your presentation looks good. Maybe it's that you're having the health challenges and you need to work on getting in better health, whatever that may look like. Ultimately, we have to work on our weaknesses and be sharpening the saw regularly. Because you are, if you're dealing with disappointments and if you don't get over those disappointments will continue to hinder you. If you're struggling with low self-esteem and the loss of confidence, if you don't work and develop those areas, that's what is going to be the dominant force in your life. And so I want to encourage you, these things that we talked about, each and every one of these things, will cause your light to be dimmed and diminish your light, preventing you from glowing. And glowing is this freedom of just the being. So you have to work on becoming a higher, greater version of yourself. And that's something that we have to do daily and regularly. You know, I want to hear from you. I really do. We're going to come to the lines now. I'm going to open things up, open our program up, and I want you to know that our global listening audience, your voice matters, your feedback, your thoughts, it matters. So I want to open the program up and invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, 1 on your telephone keypad. Maybe you're sitting in front of your electronic device. You do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, you made the decision today to tune into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You, your resident lifestyle, personal, and professional coach is in session. I'm here for you. I would love to hear your thoughts. What are you personally taking away from this hour of empowerment? What stood out for you? What has challenged you to move to the next level? Again, I would love to hear your thoughts. Our lines are open. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. And I thank each and every one of you that are tuning in with us today. I thank you for tuning in because it wouldn't be the same without you. So thank you for being here. But now I say engage with us. Let your voice be heard. What are your thoughts around what you've heard today? Are you taking anything away? Would love to hear from you. Meanwhile, I want to share with you, this is the last and final day. Wow, can you believe it? This year is flying by. We are in the second half of this year. And I'm telling you, this year has been moving with, I feel like it seems like we just said Happy New Year and half of the year is gone. We're well into the second half of the year. Do you know tomorrow marks August? It's August. And I want you to know that for those of you that are in business, August is Black Business Month. And we want to celebrate our Black business owners. So if you have a business, I want to highlight you either Motivational Mondays or through social media. So in order to be evaluated, are you one of our candidates that we will highlight? I want to have you to give us a call or text 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. In addition, I want you to know that I am committed to assisting individuals such as yourself who are tuned in today on your journey to achieve greater results. I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey, your lifestyle journey, and our journey should be a lifestyle of growing because we have to constantly allow ourselves to be stretched and challenged to another level. If we don't, we're going to shrink. And so I want you to know that you have to constantly be expanding your borders and allowing yourself to be stretched. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, I was sharing this with a client today, and we were talking about that when we get in our comfort zone, if we don't allow ourselves to stretch, we are no longer going to grow. And in order for us to achieve more and get different results, we have to continuously be in that mindset of growing. And so I have a full circle of empowerment that I am committed to utilizing the gift of empowerment to support you in growing. You know, every Monday, faithfully, we are right here on Motivational Mondays. Jumpstart your week empowered every Monday with rich empowerment tools to win on your journey personally and professionally. Mark your calendar, save the date and time every Monday. Set a timer if you don't already have one set so that you won't miss Motivational Mondays and jumpstart your week. In addition, one-on-one coaching is available for you. One-on-one coaching enables me to walk alongside my clients on a journey personally, intimately, focused exclusively around their goals, their vision, their dreams, and give the support that's needed and tools and assisting them in igniting and moving to the next level, identifying and clarifying and setting up strategies. So one-on-one coaching, group coaching gives you coaching dynamics in a group setting. So it's not exclusive to you. It's more generalized coaching because of the group. I also have my private masterminds, and my masterminds are designed on specific topics. One of my favorites is Put Your Dream to the Test. Another is the 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth. For those of you that are regular listeners, you know that I am a part of the Maxwell Leadership Team, and I'm certified to teach on certain subjects within that vein. And another one that I love is Today Matters, dealing with the daily habits that we need. So I do private masterminds on various topics. One that we're preparing for now that I'm so excited about is the richness of everyone communicates, few connects. So if you would like more information concerning that, either text or email, 310-289-2101. In addition, we are having a Shape Up Win Shop in August virtually. And that is my own content that I have created. So a number of different support tools that are available for you, team building and all of that. So I want you to know that Coach Adams is here for you. So what did we talk about today? And again, you can call or text 310-289-2101. What we talked about today is we looked at on our journey, we're talking about the importance of glow as it relates to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living out our dreams. We said that this glowing is not from the outside in, but there are opportunities for us to improve the outside, but the glow that we're talking about is not specific to the outside in, but rather dealing with and evaluating what may be causing us to lose our glow. You know, I talked about that for ladies and men, you know, when you have that fresh hair done and your nails and your feet and all of that, the outfit, the shoes and what have you, we feel better about how we navigate because we're feeling like, ooh, I look good. But that glow comes from the inside. Yes, we can dress it up and look nice and enhance it, but that ultimate glow comes from the inside. And oftentimes there are things that would diminish our glow. And so again, I ask you, what has caused you to lose your glow? Disappointment, loss of confidence, discouragement, lack of inner peace, limiting beliefs, fear, past failures, low self-esteem, procrastination, health issues, confusion. What is it? What has caused you to lose your glow? Well, a few areas that I want you to think about in restoring your glow. G, genuine authenticity, tapping into the very reason why you were created and pursuing purpose and tapping into and fueling your passions. L, loving yourself, every aspect of who you are and owning that. O, outside in development. Deal with what you need to deal with on the outside, but realize that the true work is from the inside out. And that true work, working on your weaknesses so that you can regularly sharpen that saw and improve who you are in your system, is so key. You know, if you didn't ask a question today, no worries. I want you to know that Motivational Mondays Forum is always available for you. It's an open group. All are welcome. I trust you've gotten a great richness from today's installment of Motivational Mondays, and I encourage you, if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays group, to become a part of the group so we can continue the dialogue and the conversation. Maybe there's a show topic that you would like to see and hear discussed, or a show recommendation for a guest that would enhance and add value. We want to hear that as well. Again, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. You know, Coach Adams is, without question, on all social media platforms. Coach Adams for You, Coach Adams for You. That would be Instagram and Twitter, and Coach Adams Empowerment on Facebook. So you can find us. Just Google Coach Adams, and you'll find all things Coach Adams. Or visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. You know, time flies so quickly when you're having fun. And unfortunately, we have to bring today's installment of Motivational Mondays to a close. And I want to encourage you, glow to your fullest capacity. Illuminate. Illuminate so that you are able to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams. Awfully, if you want different results, you have to do things differently. And this is an opportunity. You have been created for a specific assignment, a specific purpose, a specific call designation on your life. Tap into that. And when you are living authentically based on how you've been created and fulfilling the assignment that you have been created for, and you're doing the regular work, sharpening the saw, you in essence will glow and illuminate, and people will say, wow, it's something about you. I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and we look forward to having you share with us on next week. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Glow, glow, glow.